This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram are being reinstated. Meta, the owner of both social media sites, announced Wednesday that Trump's account would be made active again in the coming weeks. The company promised to put safeguards in place to prevent repeat offenses. Trump was suspended from both accounts in 2021 after calling January 6 rioters great patriots. If Trump were to post further content that violates protocols, he'll be suspended between 1 month and 2 years, depending on the violation. The Half Moon Bay shooting suspect is being charged with 7 counts of murder. On Wednesday, California prosecutors filed the charges along with an attempted murder charge against the suspect, accused of killing 7 workers on 2 different farms this week. The 66-year-old allegedly killed the victims in a small town south of San Francisco because he felt disrespected by them. His arraignment has been postponed until next month, and he will remain in custody without bail. A motive has yet to be determined, but officials have said evidence points to a workplace violence incident. Vice President Harris is calling on lawmakers to act on an issue of gun control following a pair of deadly mass shootings that were allegedly committed by senior citizens in the Golden State. Victoria Donnie has more.
On Wednesday, Harris visited Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were killed last weekend. She expressed her condolences and prayers and told people they must also demand accountability from those in the government to make changes.
We also need Congress to act, maybe at least one step closer to what is right and what is reasonable, understanding that to do so is to fully support the Second Amendment.
Just 2 days after the Monterey Park shooting, another California shooting took the lives of 7 others outside San Francisco. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A California judge is ordering the release of footage of the attack of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. On Wednesday, the judge ruled that there was no reason to keep audio and video from the incident involving Paul Pelosi's a secret. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A bill to ban TikTok from being downloaded on U.S. devices was brought forward to Congress Wednesday by Republicans Josh Hawley and Ken Buck. The bill follows allegations by the duo, as well as other mainly Republican lawmakers, that the Chinese-based app brings with it national security concerns. The proposal would direct President Biden to block and forbid transactions with TikTok's parent company, with penalties if there are attempts to bypass the sanctions. The HBO Max DC live-action series Titans and Doom Patrol are both set to end following their current 4 seasons. Sources told Variety that each show was aware that there would be the last season before filming, which will have definite endings. The final seasons of each series will be of 12 episodes split into 6-episode chunks. Award season is upon us. The Golden Globes took place in person for a change this year. Oscar nominations are out, and we're now learning who will be performing at the Grammys. Victoria Donnie has more.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down at the Dow Jones.
Jay-Z is reportedly performing at the 2023 Grammy Awards. According to Hits Daily Double, the rapper is one of the A-listers to hit the stage for the Recording Academy's big night, taking place at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Brandi Carlile, Mary J. Blige, Luke Combs, Steve Lacy, and Kim Petras are also set to perform. The Grammy Awards will air live on CBS on February 5th. I'm Victoria Idoni.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.